is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be a lot of fun. We're working with some of our favorite people today. That would be bankers. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. Today is Wednesday, May 2nd, 2012. We're broadcasting live high atop the Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. So wherever you are, you've got your smartphone, you can listen, and you can download the free app at GCNlive.com. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard on the broadcast, just click on USAprepares.com. That's USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And USAprepares.com is your source for practical advice and affordable solutions. Now you know who we are. There are over 100 of us with diverse backgrounds, specialties, and some of us are quite well known. Bob Chapman's well known, and we are architects, we are building designers, we are energy specialists, food specialists, survivalists, seedsmen, mechanical and electrical engineers, medical doctors, CEOs, economists, authors, PhDs, entrepreneurs, alternative medicine advocates, pilots, and just recently, a lawyer. we see most things in black and white, and we know right from wrong, and we act accordingly, and you're going to hear about that right now. Dale Whaley is with us. He is with ForeclosureLaw.com. ForeclosureLaw.com. Welcome, Dale.
ForeclosureLawLLC.com.
There you go. I've got it right in front of me. And yeah, ForeclosureLaw.LLC.com. And I will have that link on the website right after the first commercial break. And CL, you're with us. If I don't know if you want to use your last name or not, but that's up to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm fine with it, Vin.
Okay, C.L. Ferris. C.L. Ferris is a independent researcher, a USAprepares.com instructor, and she's been involved with expos and meetups, and she's going to talk about a story that you just will not believe. It has to deal with banks, mortgage notes, foreclosures, and the deception and tricks and manipulations and processes that banks put their customers through. CL, why don't you take a few minutes and discuss what actually happened to you and who's involved?
Okay, Vin. I bought a house in 2000 in Forsyth, Missouri. And I was a happy little homeowner for a number of years. My loan was originally with Chase Home Finance. I purchased it from the builder and got a great deal on it. And, you know, it's the great American dream, right?
Sure.
Okay. Well, then, you know, my daughter was graduating high school and she was getting ready to go off to college. And so I was kind of contemplating whether to keep the house or sell it. And as you know, the interest rates, you know, back around 2007, 2008 were really good.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I decided to go ahead and refinance my house in 2008, April of 2008. My new loan was with Taylor Bean and Whitaker, a company based out of Ocala, Florida. And I made payments to them, you know, monthly, like normal, mm-hmm. until about the beginning of 2009, when I was informed that my loan was being sold to Bank of America. And, you know, that's a pretty common practice. So, you know, I didn't have any concerns about that. But the transition wasn't smooth, Ben. Taylor Bean and Whitaker closed out my account and returned mortgage payments, and Bank of America wasn't set up to receive my account payments. So there was a period there where it was just kind of in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I decided in 2010 that I was going to sell my house, I decided I was going to go up to the Taney County Courthouse in Forsyth and, you know, go to the recorder's office and make sure that everything was good. I was really surprised to find, though, that Taylor Bean and Whitaker was still listed as my lender because I thought enough time had lapsed that Bank of America would show up as my lender at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went on to the title company to see if I could find out any more information, and they ended up having an affidavit of lost assignment from my former lender, Chase Home Finance. The vice president, Crystal Moore, had testified to the fact that some of the documents had been missing at the time of my refinance. But I did have a deed of release from Chase saying that my loan was paid in full. So I went online to check out Taylor Bean and Whitaker to see what was going on, and there were pages and pages of people trying to find out if their mortgages were real,
mm-hmm.
because there had been some kind of huge scam between 03 and 09, and apparently the CEO was serving 30 years in the federal pen. So I was scratching my head going, okay, now my lender of record is out of business. The legality of the refinance of my home is in question. If Taylor Bean and Whitaker never received the complete packet of documents from my former lender, then they were never legally entitled to collect my mortgage payments. And then if they sold that to Bank of America, then they had no legal claim to my payments either. And so I started talking to people at Bank of America, but every single time I was transferred to different departments, I was talking to different people. I had to explain my story all over again each time, and I believe that that was an intentional and tactical thing on their part to just kind of confuse me and discourage me. I couldn't ever get anybody who could produce any wet ink signature documents that showed that they even had proper documentation. Anyway, at first they ignored me, and then they started doing different tactics. They started sending me certified packets, and they wanted me to enter into new mortgage agreements with them, which was pretty obvious at that point that they were trying to get me looped into a new legal situation because the old legal situation wasn't going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
But even recently, we're talking February of this year, I had FedEx deliver a packet to me that had multiple pages that I was instructed to fill out, and that there was actually going to be a physical representative showing up at my door 10 days later to collect these filled out pages. I just thought that was unreal.
So where are we now?
Well, at the end of February, there was a collection agency based out of Overland Park, Kansas, which is a suburb of Kansas City, Missouri, that they were called South & Associates, and they informed me they were going to do a trustee sale of my house on the courthouse steps on the 11th of April. And I was just shocked about that because I knew full well in the whole 2 years that I've been requesting documentation and never receiving any of it. I was wondering how they thought they were going to go through with this trustee sale without the documentation.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you do?
I started filing all kinds of documents at the recorder's office, acknowledgments, acceptances of deeds, declarations of fraud, certifications, and records of deed corrections,
mm-hmm.
To try to get these guys to stop. But it wasn't stopping it. I mean, Bank of America has offices in Dallas, Texas, and Simi Valley, California, and I sent certified copies of all of the things I'd filed to them with a notary certificate of mailing, but it wasn't stopping the sale.
Right.
So in final desperation, I actually decided to consult an attorney. And I ran the gamut of attorneys. One of them told me just to let the house go.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I had way too much involved in it financially and sweat equity wise to go down without a fight. And then another attorney told me that Bank of America wouldn't be foreclosing on me unless they had the proper documents. And then another one told me to try to declare bankruptcy or try to get a restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, I got the name of an attorney, and I called him, and his first question to me was, who is the lender?
Mm-hmm.
And when I said Taylor, Bean, and Whitaker, I heard him say, yippee! I mean, he knew all about the fraud fiasco and the robo-signers, and then he stopped the trustee sale.
Well, tell him how many days before you called me, CL.
Why don't you say exactly how this happened?
It was hours.
She called me the day before, which is never advised, but, we've done enough of these cases to know where to look.
Dale Wiley of ForeclosureLawLLC.com. So what exactly... we're going to a break. I'm going to learn this clock one these days. C.L. Ferris and Dale Wiley of ForeclosureLawLLC.com. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're talking about how to save your house right here, right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 2nd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.5240. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.9361, $8.4680 for a half ounce, or $4.2340 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.9361, $8.4680, and $4.2340.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I am Vince Finelli, and freeze-dry guy just left the studio. He gave me a great big hug. He's flying back to the left coast. He's spent 3 days with us at the farm and just left the studio, and he's flying back to California. And Mike Ma is in town, and Mike Ma is going to be at the meetup this weekend. Right now he is spending time with Dr. Norman Shealy, and they're doing some medical evaluations of Mike Ma's techniques, the ancient art of Chinese medicine, Hui Qi. So Mike Ma will be at the meetup this Friday. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner, Sunshine and Glenstone, our hangout in Springfield, Missouri, where every Friday night at 5:30 we get together. And we have a seminar, and we learn something really fabulous that just isn't taught in any school. So Mike Ma is going to be with us demonstrating and teaching you how you can learn Hui Qi. And he'll be doing some demonstrations. So that's this Friday, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter Corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. And let's see, C.L. Ferris is with us this morning, and she's talking about a nightmare. A mortgage with Bank of America, and let's see, she is going to continue her discussion with Dale Wiley of ForeclosureLawLLC.com about what they did to stop cold in its tracks the sale of the property. Dale, please continue.
Well, in CL's case, you know, when we hear Taylor Bean and Whitaker, we have real reservations to begin with, because as she said, they were one of the biggest subprime lenders, and they were one of the ones that actually got what they deserved. I mean, there have been a number of people that have had prison terms come out of that, and those were some of the most easily distinguishable mortgages. So I met CL about 7:30 on the night before her foreclosure, and she gave me some paperwork. And then I went back to one of my offices, which is in Crane, Missouri. And I basically did some research on the internet that night and found some more things that I thought were pretty significant, in what they were doing. And so I dictated a letter overnight, and we got that letter out by about 8:10 in the morning, and started going back and forth with South & Associates, the firm that was claiming to be the trustee, mm-hmm. and actually got one of the stranger statements that I've had out of them, which was, normally, you know, when we get a foreclosure sale stopped, they will send something and they'll say foreclosure scheduled for whatever time is stopped. But in this case, the way they said it was, our firm will not be, or something along the lines of, there is no sale scheduled at any point in time, or something that just made it sound like they were immediately wanting to distance themselves from the entire process.
So yeah, let me ask you this. Did you let them know what our plan was, that we were going to expose this on worldwide radio on two different networks?
No, I didn't. They're used to hearing from me, and they know that you know, we've got a good track record in these cases. So I just pointed out what I thought were some pretty major flaws, some that I knew of, and I suspected with it being a Taylor Bean and Whitaker case.
Okay, so where have we gone with this? So we stopped it cold in its tracks. What are the salient points that we need to share with our class so that they know, in their case, if they happen to be in the same situation, what they need to do, what they need to look at, and what words they need to use?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, that there are a lot of people that do what CL did, of going and filing a bunch of documents that I think are of questionable validity in the record, in the reporter's office. Sometimes people do that on their own. Sometimes they pay people to do that. And what I would say is, you know, think long and hard before kind of doing your own surgery in this. I realize that, you know, to some extent, you know, it's only been recent that people have really understood how bad a situation this is.
But Dale Wiley, foreclosurelaw.com. C.L. Farris, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Well, most of our class knows that I'm a farmer, and I live on a farm, and I raise Black Angus beef. And that I came from the East Coast, and prior to being a farmer, I was a corporate officer, and I worked at three of the largest credit card banks in the world. I used to design computer systems for them. And I remember sitting in the president's office of several of these banks talking about the new designs and so forth, and I heard a term that I'd never heard before, and that was securitization and selling portfolios. And I didn't understand it because I received my MBA back in, I majored in finance at a major university on the East Coast. And I have a bachelor's in economics and finance, and I have a master's degree in business administration, and MBA in finance and economics. And I didn't hear these terms before when I was studying, and I thought, what the heck is going on? And then I realized that this was a house of cards that was ready to collapse. So in 1989, I jumped off the corporate ladder, and I became a farmer. And I've been a farmer ever since. So I kind of felt that this was going to happen, this securitized debt sale that we're talking about. And with me today is C.L. Ferris. She She is a mortgage signer. She borrowed money to finance her property. And with me also is Dale Wiley of foreclosurelaw.com. And I'd like to play just a real short clip. It's 66 seconds. This says in a nutshell exactly what the situation is. And this is from the website of foreclosurelawllc.com.
Here's what you need to know about the foreclosure crisis. The bank doesn't have your paperwork. Remember all those papers you went in and signed that killed half a rainforest when you got your loan? The most important one was the note. That was the only one where you said, I owe the bank this amount of money. Well, guess what? It's gone. They don't know where it is. It didn't get transferred along with all the other paperwork. Time after time after time, these things got transferred. That's okay, because they'll just hire liars and lawyers that will cover up for it at every turn. But legally, they don't have the right to take your house. If you ask for the paperwork, they can't give it to you. If you hire a lawyer who knows what he's doing, he's going to uncover the things that they desperately don't want you to find. They are very good at hiding these things. But the right lawyer is very good at finding them.
Interesting little 66-second piece, and that came from foreclosurelawllc.com. This is not a commercial, but it says as succinctly as possible what we believe the truth to be. So, Dale, we were talking about, just before the break, not doing your own surgery. So what is the process of stopping a foreclosure? And let's get into what it might cost, how long it may take. And then I just heard some good news just before the broadcast, seconds before the broadcast, about a suit that was just completed yesterday. Where, Well, let's talk about what the process, and then let's talk about what happened with that suit.
Okay. Well, what I would say is when we, you know, I mean, we have a flat fee structure where we do one fee on these cases. I mean, there are some exceptions to that, of course, but it generally is a $3,000 fee. And then that's all you ever owe us unless we're able to get something from, you know, from the banks. In other words, sue them and get money or get the house free and clear or something along those lines. And then we get a third of that. And most people have been satisfied with that because we're able to do a number of things for people depending on where they are. We're able to use the unlawful detainer statute against them. We're able to file suits to bring out the securitization stuff. I mean, the thing that's really true in these cases is every one of them is different. There are no two of these cases. I mean, there are some that have similar facts, similar players, but you really have to get it out and look at each one individually. I had one in rural Missouri not too long ago where we discovered that you know, essentially they had been rattling their sabers and found out that they had basically had a deed on the, you know, acres of brush and didn't have a deed on the house itself. So we worked that around and let them foreclose on the acres that they thought were so valuable. And then, you know, proved to them that they didn't even know what they were doing and allowed the people to keep their house free and clear. So, I mean, every one of these cases needs to be looked at. It needs to be looked at as soon as possible. If people have questions about, you know, their process and maybe they're not behind, then there's a different kind of thing that we can do and we start in different places. But there's, you know, the securitization, taking these, moving them from point A to point B, basically creating money by the use of your signature, and then leaving everything behind, has just created so many problems.
All right, so let me see if I understand this. When you're talking about this one property with the land and the improvements, the house on it, so they
right.
took back the land, but they did not take back the house. So now we have a house on someone else's land. Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying that they thought that, you know, they were moving so fast on these and, you know, they had so many problems with them. And so in this case, they didn't do their homework and they got the wrong legal description. And, you know, now they've, you know, they run through Sebesta. They won't listen to you. And so in this case, we used their own ego and their own, unwillingness to, you know, to listen against them and basically let them take back for a large sum of money what they had. And, but it wasn't what the person, you know, really cared about. So it was a beautiful situation.
Okay. So,
you know, I mean, just all kinds of strange things.
All right. So are you saying that, it is possible? Let's just cut this down to its simplistic form. Are you saying that it's possible that when a bank forecloses, that they may not actually have the right to foreclose? They may not have the proof of the ownership or the proof of their position with them. And so they may go to court and you may prove that they have no right to try to do what they are doing.
Yeah, because in Missouri, you don't have to go to court to have a foreclosure. Missouri is a non-judicial foreclosure state. And so basically they hire the bank's lawyer. The bank's lawyer, in my opinion, illegally appoints themselves as a quote-unquote trustee that's supposed to have duties to the borrower. You know, they're supposed to have as many duties to CL as they do to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and do whatever they do. I don't even call them banks anymore when I can help it. I call them money changers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really acting as banks here. They're just acting as, you know, and of course, that's the other thing is, in most of the cases, the people that are servicing the loans, Bank of America, Chase, they don't even own them. They don't even claim to own them. So it's really something that, you know, I just had to change my entire point of view from thinking it was a legitimate thing to thinking it was extremely, you know, the biggest fraud that's ever been perpetrated on the American people, in my view.
And you're saying that you think it is the biggest fraud. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So who has legal claim to these properties that no one can produce the wet signature for? Who actually has claim to them?
Well, in any of these cases, you know, they're real questions, because one of the things that we've discovered is that all of these mortgages, including, you know, I mean, including ones that are in foreclosure, are being paid by the servicers as part of their agreements with the people that own these mortgages. But what's happened in so many of these is that they go out and they get their mortgage insurance and they get their credit default swaps. So in many of these cases, when they start to foreclose, it's the third time they've been paid on these. And there was never really a default to begin with, because they were being paid by the servicers as part of the massive fees that the servicers got to put together these securitized trusts.
Let me see if I've got this right. You're saying it's the third time that they've been paid for the same property?
In some cases, yes.
And what do when they do go to court, what do the judges have to say about this? Are they outraged because they've heard this over and over again?
You know, the judges range from, you know, being, I mean, they just range all over the place. I had a judge, you know, most of them have begun to catch on how many problems these people have. But I had one actually in Greene County that was fairly hostile to that position. And he said, well, your people are trying to hit a home run. And I said, well, Judge, they're trying to get a grand slam. They're trying to get paid four times on the same piece of property, three or four times. And so, you know, it really is an educational process. These are not things. This is an area of law that changes every day. And so we've had to go back in and change our focus from believing that the judges understand this to literally holding them by the hand and saying, here's what this is. Here's why you don't know about it. And then working from that standpoint.
Okay, so let me see if for clarity for the class. The judges may say to you, you're trying to get this property for free. And then you're
right.
Saying, Your Honor, the bank is trying to get paid multiple times for the same property.
That's right.
CL, where are you with this? Are you comfortable with the position? And what is that position where your house is right now, your property? What is the status and what maybe are the next steps, if you're willing to share with us what they may be?
Yeah, sure I am, Ben. I got to tell you that Dale is probably one of the most humble attorneys I have ever met. And I have watched him do some incredible research. This guy has created a data bank over the last couple years now of all of the signatures of these robo-signers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the signatures on my document that he found, the assignment of mortgage of trust, matched one of the signatures he already had in the database, only it didn't match. And he blew the whistle on him. This guy is brilliant. I'm so glad he's on my side.
C.L. Ferris, Dale Wiley, ForeclosureLawLLC.com. I'm Vin Finelli. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com, page one, foreclosurelaw.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Instruction that matters. That's what today's class is all about. This is Instruction That Matters. And with me today is C.L. Ferris and Dale Wiley. Dale Wiley is with Foreclosure Law, LLC.com. There's a link on the website at USAPrepares.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Dale Wiley, 877-945-3952. 877-945-3952. One more time. 877-945-3952. And I'd like to read something on this website, and this is foreclosurelawllc.com. In so many foreclosure prevention cases, tracking down the paperwork is the key, or rather pursuing the foreclosing bank until they produce the paperwork necessary to carry out the foreclosure. That's right. Without the correct document, the note, a bank does not have legal possession to the property. In the terrible rush to leverage everything in the known world in the first years of the 21st century, banks sold and resold and repackaged their mortgages, helping cause the financial collapse of 2008. And in doing so, lost track of the paperwork that grants ownership of the properties they lent against. Without this paperwork, a bank cannot foreclose on nor repossess a property. Dale, those are your words.
They are. They are. I mean, they don't have the legal right. You can look at the Missouri version of the UCC. You can do whatever to do it. It's just that, you know, they move so fast and so many people, you know, for so long they didn't have anyone opposing them, and it was only after we started seeing it happen again and again that I realized just how far off the chart they had gone. Mm-hmm. As you were saying, we had a victory in another case.
Yes, please tell us about that.
A long time ago, literally 7 years ago, I had a chiropractor come into my office. And he was being hounded by the board. Well, he had already been hounded by the Board of Chiropractic. They had made some allegations against him. This is the Missouri State Board of Chiropractic. And they had made some allegations against him that he fought to the hilt. He spent $414,000 with the Brian Cave Law Firm fighting these people. And when he got to the end and the Missouri Court of Appeals in 2002 said he was right and that he deserved these documents that would have proved that he did not do what they say he did, they just dismissed the suit and said, well, you can go back to practicing now. So he went to 200 lawyers that turned him down. We took on his case. His name was Gary Edwards. We filed the case in 2005. We lost at the district level. We lost at the Western District Court of Appeals. And then 2 years after we started, the Missouri Supreme Court agreed with us 6-1, saying that we had the right to sue under the statute that I had found. So we went back. We worked with another firm out of Springfield that are just amazing, Strong Garner Bauer. We worked together. We got a $6.2 million judgment against these people that had terrorized this man. I had written a letter called the prejudgment interest letter in 2005, where we had offered to settle the case for $3 million, and they ignored that totally, didn't even respond to it. And so we got to get 9% interest on our $6.2 million all the way back to 2005. So we went to the Court of Appeals. We won 3-0 in one of the best decisions you'll ever read. And yesterday, the Missouri Supreme Court did not accept their appeal. And so now, 7 years after I got involved and almost 16 after they first started pursuing him, we're the owners of a $9.8 million judgment against these monsters.
Yay!
Dale Ferris, Dale Wiley, foreclosurelawllc.com. Now, you're going to be with us this afternoon, and we're going to talk more about this at our 3 o'clock broadcast. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
This ought to be fun. I love it. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.